There was more evidence today that the economy has cooled from its very fast pace in the spring and early summer. The employment report for September, released by the Labor Department today, showed the unemployment rate rising slightly, but still very low, at 5.2%. It also showed 40,000 jobs were lost last month. But as NPR's John Itzty reports, the loss of jobs is probably a statistical quirk.
It's almost certain that the economy didn't actually lose 40,000 jobs last month. It's more likely the number of jobs stayed about the same or grew just a little. The misleading data is the result of early school openings in many parts of the country, which played havoc with the seasonal adjustments the Labor Department makes to its reports. The result was that growth in teaching jobs was overstated in August, while the September report showed almost 70,000 teaching jobs being lost. Economist Donald Ratajczak of Georgia State University says that number is clearly wrong.
That drop in jobs in local education was merely because of the timing of the survey relative to when the schools open, and these people will be on the job next month.
That's not to say the weakness in this employment report is a mirage. There were also 57,000 jobs lost in manufacturing in September, which shows clearly the economy is slowing from what most analysts believe was an unsustainable pace in the spring and summer, a pace they think would have led to overheating and higher inflation. But Ratajczak thinks the current slowdown is just a pause during which the economy will regain its energy. One source of that energy, he says, will be fatter paychecks. Today's report showed a 6 cents an hour increase in earnings and more hours for the average factory worker.
The people who are working are going to have relatively large paychecks going into the Christmas season. We would expect that they would spend some of that, and that should give us some strength to the economy.
Ratajczak thinks the renewed strength, very low unemployment, and growing wages will lead to inflationary pressures. He hopes and believes the Federal Reserve will respond with higher interest rates at its November meeting. But Kurt Carl, an economist at the WEFA Group, says the economy is not likely to regain its former strength. He says when investors forced long-term interest rates up earlier this year, they did the Fed's work for it.
The interest-sensitive parts of the economy, business investment, vehicle sales, and the housing have not grown particularly in the last 3 or 4 months compared to the first half of the year. The business equipment's been doing pretty well, but outside of that, we're seeing a slowing down of the pace of growth in the economy.
As for the wage gains, Carl says workers ought to be pleased, since during the last half a year or so, they've seen wages outpace inflation, the first time that's happened in about 15 years. Productivity has risen enough to offset any inflationary effect from that gain, says Carl, so the Fed shouldn't raise interest rates anytime soon. Wall Street welcomed the prospect of moderate growth and sent long-term interest rates down and stocks higher. I'm John Idstein in Washington.